Derek Warren here with veteran Roy Smith. He got an event coming up with veterans as well. So thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
It's coming up on May 10th. It's a walk to raise awareness for veteran suicide. It's a veteran's walk, so feel free to come out there. Again, that is coming up on May 10th. So what's some details on this coming up?
Well, we're going to leave the World War II Veterans Memorial in Flora, Illinois. We're walking 8.5 miles because we'll walk to Louisville.
Yeah.
On US 45.
I remember this isn't the first time that this has happened either.
This is our second walk.
Yeah, I was there last year whenever this kicked off too, so I'll try to make it to this one as well.
All right, great.
Yeah, early in the morning to 8 a.m., so and registration is before that, 7, I would assume?
7, 8 will be registration, but you can get online and get the registration paperwork and have it filled out ahead of time and turn it in right there and work out. Easier. Have to sit there with a pen and fill it all out.
Right. Be ready for it in case it's windy. I know it was windy last year, if I remember right. So
it was.
It makes it a little harder. But, yeah, you can fill it out ahead of time then. And like you said, this is at 8 a.m. whenever this is all kicking off. So what else is going on for this?
Well, we've got a couple of things going on. The National Commander of the American Legion, he's going to come in for the walk. This is his second time being here. So that's kind of important to us because you're lucky to get him once.
Busy person,
He is. So we're going to get the National Commander a second time. We're going to walk the 8.5 miles. We'll finish up at the Louisville Veterans Monument. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can walk on down to the American Legion Post, 914 in Louisville. We'll serve lunch and probably give our donations to the National Commander that we have collected. And it's just a good time, too. I couldn't believe last year the number of people who showed up. There was kids being pulled in a wagon by their parents. So.
Yeah, it was amazing, the turnout for that. I mean, it was a great day, too.
It was
perfect on that, and it was nice seeing all the people from the local area there.
Sure.
And, it shows that everybody knows what a great cause is, and this is one of them. So any other details you want to give out about this?
Well, just to let people know why we're walking, it's raise awareness for suicide. With our veterans. We have 17 to 22 veterans committing suicide a day. Now, if you total that up, that's 6,000 veterans. That's actually just shy of the number of men and women who were killed on active duty during the Gulf Wars, which lasted longer than any other war we've ever fought in. So that's almost epidemic, in my opinion, that we'd have that many people. So we got to figure that out and raise the awareness. Let people know that it's okay to be sick. I mean,
it's okay to not be okay.
That's right. That's the term we use.
Yeah.
So this is a way of doing that. We're going to have a roadblock on Route 45. Now, it's going to be a rolling roadblock, but the sheriff, Clay County Sheriff's Department, and the city of Flora is going to help us. They're going to get us through there so we don't have any trouble. And it will be through Flora real quick, but 45 is a little bit longer. But we're taking that into account, and the sheriff's department is going to work with the people that are coming and going through on that. And they're going to help us out quite a bit, I think. They did last year. So.
Yeah, I know they were very accommodating last year as well. Are you going to be taking Route 45 from Flora all the way to Louisville, or are you going to take some back roads?
No, we're going to take 45 all the way to Louisville. And I apologize for the inconvenience it's going to cause some people, but let's think about what we're doing this for. And maybe while you're stopped and you're waiting on that traffic to move, you can think about those 17 to 22 veterans that's going to commit suicide that day.
Yeah. Yeah, and for many veterans, they leave the service, but they bring the war back with them in their own mind, at least. And that can be the worst part of it. We always love our veterans and want to help them any way we can. And this is part of the way that we can, by raising awareness and then donating to any cause that may help them in that regard as well.
Yes. Veterans is one of the pillars that the American Legion was founded on in 1919. And we have to have, as a veteran, I have to have my fellow veterans back. And this is just one way of doing it for all of us to get together and just walk and the camaraderie that goes on, and it's open to anybody. It's not restricted to just veterans, but everybody can walk. It's It's wide open. So
yeah, and last year they had a bus for those that couldn't walk the whole distance. Will that be provided again?
Oh yes, there'll be a couple of buses as well as a wagon where you can just ride on the wagon behind the group. And if you get tired or you just can't walk that far, you just step off to the side, and there'll be somebody come along that's following along behind us, and you can just step on it and go for a ride. And if you want to walk some more, you can just tell the driver, hey, I want to walk some more, and get off. And we're going to have some convenient spots along the way where we're going to stop. And this year, last year we didn't do it. That was one of our lessons learned, that we didn't have a place for primarily the ladies that walked. They requested that I provide some type of porta potty. So we've got that. Okay. We'll have that this year. And we'll pull off the side of the road a couple of times to make sure that everybody's doing okay and go back and check on them. We'll have medical services there to help out in the event we have an accident or somebody. Just in case, that's right. And so I think, but there's always something we'll forget. And if we do, why, we'll make up for it in the for next year. We'll learn. There's always something to learn. And safety is our number one consideration while we're walking. And we'll try to take care of everybody's needs and just be conscientious, I guess, of people's needs and try and work with them if they need help or anything like that while we're on this walk.
Definitely. Having some porta potties there with you, that's definitely something that I wouldn't have thought of in the first one. But it makes sense.
You need
it for 8 miles worth of walking. You definitely have some people that might need to go to the bathroom in that time. So at 8 a.m. is where this is happening. It starts in Flora there at the library, right?
Yes, Library
Same
Park.
Same place.
Is where it'll be.
Yep, and that's going to end up in Louisville at the Veterans Memorial there on the square. So thank you for your time. Was there any other details you wanted to add? Any sort of website they can go to or something like that?
They can go to illegion.org, and they can get a copy of the registration paperwork, or we'll have some there at the World War II monument, and we'll have people standing by to collect them or to help sign them up.
All right, and this is the part of the Be the One program as well, just in case that wasn't touched on. So I went there last year. This is a great program. It was a great turnout. So I hope to see more people there this year as well and continue the tradition now. Second year in a row now.
Year two.
Yeah. It's brand new, but it's a great cause to get behind. It's for the veterans, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yes.